Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we'll be taking questions. The number is 646-716-9663. And today I'm excited. I have a new friend in my life for the last couple of years. Her name is Tammy Rager, and she's joining us this evening. Tammy, are you there?
I am, Star. How are you?
I'm very feisty today. Welcome. Tammy, you do a tremendous amount of different things. So start filling us in on what you do and what you organize, and tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm out of Central Ohio. So we have an event here that's been in existence since 1989, and it's called Universal Life Expo. And I'm the chairman, as well as wearing a few other hats. I would be the dishwasher, but we don't at this point have a full kitchen. It's a huge event. It's known across the country, and we work real hard to bring in all different types of information. So we say there's literally something for everyone, beginner to advanced.
Okay, and what are the dates this upcoming expo?
Well, we're having our first spring ULE, and it is May 17th and 18th, and there's a lot of details at our website, which is ulexpo.com, and I think one of the things for me personally that I'm excited about is you're coming in and blessing us with your presence and being one of our first featured speakers.
Well, that's wonderful, and I have a lot to say about the expo. Last year was my first year to go, and I was just blown out of the waters. And I've been doing these things since, oh, I don't know, God knows, 78 or some year like that. And the very first thing that I noticed about this expo was, unlike many expos where people just walk down the aisle and don't look both ways, that as the people walked down the aisle in the exhibit hall, that they looked right to left, they read the signs, they weren't just in their own little world, and they participated. And I thought you had almost like 500 vendors, but 480 last year?
Well, there was actually 350 booths. It was the largest so far. It was our 25th year. And, it was huge, but...
And the tension that the people that came through gave to the vendors was impressive. You know, I've been in vendors in New York and L.A., and people just like, shoot by your booth, and they don't even want to get eye contact. And many of the people got eye contact with me and talked with me. The energy was very, very clean and very, very to the point, which I imagine after 25 years of doing this, you have got this expo to be a very, very high frequency. And I was really impressed with that.
I was impressed
with the staff and the organization, how if you wanted something, the staff would talk to you, very well marked. People talk to you and tell you where to go or answer any questions.
Well, can I just throw this out?
Yeah.
I think one of the things that makes ULE a little bit different than some of the other events, and I'm a vendor. I mean, I'm an intuitive, so I do shows all over, too. And one of the things very different about ULE, though, is we are all volunteers, and that means we have a volunteer staff that come in and check wristbands and take your money for your admission, and it goes right on up to the people organizing it. we do this because we believe in it. We do it because we love it. We do it because it's part of our service back to community. And it does have a different feel for that reason.
Now, the most important thing, the thing that blew me away, is tell people what the admission price is.
Admission is $11 for one day or $20 for two. And then
I thought that was like a misprint, that it was like $110 for one day and $220 for two the first time I saw that. I'm boggled at that price. It's so amazing.
And then we do have the admission coupons, too. So, yeah, it makes, you know, trying to come up with an accurate attendance count a little bit hard sometimes with all the coupons. But, you know, that's part of the marketing, and that's part of what we do. And it's one of those we just, once we get there, everybody kind of takes a deep breath. And then I still carry the chaos. And they put me in the corner and let me just sit. So.
Well, Last year you were recovering from a little accident, and you carried a little vortex whenever I saw you with you of great healing. It takes a pretty long time to become a speaker and to get a booth at this expo, doesn't it?
It does. We have waiting lists usually. October speakers are just about filled now. It's word of mouth. And I have to say we have the best vendors and exhibitors, too. And they will pass on wonderful comments that helps bring new into Central Ohio, which is part of that fun, too, because it keeps things fresh. So it truly is a team effort from all levels, and definitely the other side as well.
Well, yeah, you know, the angels and people help. I have been to expos, you know, where they charge $1,400 for people to get in and in for the weekend, and I still was more impressed by the light, the amount of energies. I noticed there were many, many readers and many, many different booths to get crystals and minerals and very, very fine booths and handcrafted items. Plus, you know, with crystal skulls and aura readings and all of that. I was very impressed with the expo, and that says a lot, probably having done 200-300 this lifetime myself. So, Tammy, tell me what you do and what kind of readings you do and what spirit has gifted you with.
Well, I have studied numerology for close to 25 years. So I'm an advanced master numerologist, and numerologist to the stars. I work with people all over the country from a numerology standpoint, and then I also work with the Akashic Records.
And you're going to have a booth in the corner there someplace where we can come and get you. Now, what would happen if I'm living in New York or something, and I would like a reading with you? Is there a web page to get in contact with you?
My personal website is TammyRager.com, and it's Tammy with an I. but, yeah, that one's about me. Getting me in my booth, though, that's a real hard situation, so.
Well, yeah, you're pretty busy running all over taking care of the master energy there. I was really impressed when I think I hadn't been to Ohio in 20 or 30 years or more, and I was impressed with the energy of the people. I was impressed with the quality of food. And I think I was in Columbus with the quality of food in the restaurants. I was impressed with the clarity that people had. Now, there was a little bit of a different skew that I got from the vendors and staff, that people there knew what they were doing. When they were channelers, they knew a lot about channeling. And when they were advertising something vegetarian or whatever it was, they knew a lot about that. but they were so open to cross-educating themselves. You know, sometimes you talk to somebody who does yoga and they don't want to know anything about being psychic or healing. And I was impressed with talking to many of the vendors and many of the people in Ohio, how much they want to cross-educate themselves with other metaphysical strengths and teachings that are out there. And that was very impressive to me.
Have you
noticed that a little bit about your group there?
Yes. Most of our vendors, I would say probably about 7 out of 10 vendors have been there before, and we do screen our vendors. We are not the show that a reader would want to come to if they are new. First of all, there's too many people, there's too many vendors, and the energy just would blow them away. I mean, they just literally would just kind of be overwhelmed. You know what that's like, you know, when you first start.
I know.
It can be intimidating at times, so we work real hard to get high-quality people, and that's not to say that we're judgmental. I don't mean that. We look for experience because there's nothing worse than having someone come in, and unfortunately, when they call me, and I'm in my hat with the booth chair, I will talk to them about what do you do and, you know, how long have you been doing it, and sometimes I actually talk people out of coming and say, come visit us first. See what we do, because I feel it's real important that we be a safe environment, not only for the people paying to come in, but also for the vendors as well. So I'm a bit protective of some of the vendors sometimes, because I want it to be a good situation for everybody.
And it's real important to have a whole win-win environment. I've been at several expos where, you know, I've had a line of people waiting to have readings with me, and the other readers didn't have anybody, and they were throwing me dirty looks and things like that. And I wasn't comfortable being there because people weren't playing win-win. And it's very apparent that most everybody there plays win-win. If they don't have a client, they just shrug their shoulders and do something else or be something else and wait to get another client instead of, you know, putting their energies into competitive mode. So I really like that softness of that. Many other readers came over to me and say, oh, Star, you know, I've heard of you, or, you know, we've had clients in common, and what is your specialty? Because if I get somebody coming over to me and I don't do that, you know, I'll send you them. So I had a lot of interactions with, you know, how that setup period is for the, yeah. I had a lot of interactions, and they were very, very pleasant for me. And sometimes I've gone to conferences, and it's almost like people are afraid to talk to each other and set up. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do. And my mom, she's that mom energy, you know, that pointing the finger with the hand on the hip, because I'm the first one. When people come up, they will tell me as they're walking towards me, yes or no. And if I hear no, and it's like I'm not the reader for them. And maybe there was some reason they felt drawn to me, and maybe it was because I needed to help them find the right person. But I'm a firm believer, if you want your astrology chart read, don't go to a palmist. You know, you have to have the right technician with the right tools to do the right job. And I'm notorious for, I really think you need to go see this person or this person. And I think that's part of that networking. We're all on the same team. We're all doing the same work, and we're all being of service. I don't know how it could be competitive. I suppose there are situations, but I don't understand that concept with it.
Well, that is exactly what the mother and father who hold the expo, like, for example, you're the mother of the expo right now. Unfortunately, the father has passed away a couple of years ago, who with Father's Expo for over 25 years, but you're the mother, and what you hold sets, the energy you hold sets the grid for everybody at that expo. And also, when you go into a restaurant, if someone's a grouch, all their waiters and waitresses are grouches, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I laugh sometimes, too, because I don't think people often realize, I did a lot of bookings here in Columbus at one of our largest stores, and sometimes the readers would start with, well, I'm never busy, and so-and-so's always busy, and it's like, change your perception. You know, that is the easiest thing every person can do, and it's the old adage of, it takes more smiles to, or I'm sorry, more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Just shift that just a little bit, and it eases so much in life.
Well, for me, and I'm so looking forward to going to every one of your expos from now on twice a year for the rest of the days that I so choose to. For me, it was really great big breath of fresh air compared to other expos, and for me, I found it very wonderful, so I'm committed to come again and again, and I will be there on Saturday, and I'm a featured speaker, and I'm going to talk about what your spirit guide has to say to you, and I'll be including a lot of information for people to be able to get the signals of their spirit guides, listen to them, and find that. And I have spent probably 17 years living in 13 different countries learning how to heal. And on Sunday, I will teach many ways to heal. I have about 500 different healing techniques that I teach from other countries, and we'll get through as many as we can in that, I think that's a 45-minute period there. And I have been invited by you to come to your center. And what is the name of your center?
It's the Universal Life Expo Center. We are pulling people from ULE and the people that work on ULE in one location so that we can all share our gifts.
And I will be there for a week of classes. I will be teaching the mind-boggling, jaw-dropping class called Dimension. And you look into someone else's eyes, you can see their past lives, you can see their aura, you can see their spirit guides. And once you learn how to do this, you can always do that. That's something I bring from South America. And then I'll be teaching a class on becoming light, and we talk about where we are and aren't light and how to change that in ourselves. And then I'll be teaching Secrets of the Mexican Shamans, which is a real cool class based on Curandero teachings. And I enjoy cash, and cash is an energy. It can be your best friend. It can be your teacher. It can be your enemy. It depends on how you treat cash and what your relationship is. I'll be teaching a cash class on that Friday after the expo. Then on Saturday, I'm doing a certification on electromagnetic restoration. And on Sunday, I've written a book called Fast Track, and it was all the things that all the teachings didn't include that I thought were really important for you to know to spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and heal and to grow healing-wise. And that will be on that following Sunday. And, of course, I'll be available for appointments. And at my booth, you can get all sorts of brochures for all of that, or look at my website, starfuentes.com. So please tell me again, where is the Universal Life Expo, and what days is it this spring?
It's at Veterans Memorial, which is downtown Columbus, Ohio. And it's May 17th and 18th. So it's a Saturday-Sunday event.
And it's very, very inexpensive to get in, and it's very, very pleasing expo to be at. Are you going to be teaching a class in the spring here?
You know, I'm not. I am focusing on my booth, and I do sun catchers, so I work with Swarovski crystal. So I'm going to be there. I'll be good. I'll be present.
Okay. Is there anybody exciting coming to this that you would like to just give a few minutes of your energy and light to being present?
Well, you know, in addition to you, we have Douglas Bluefeather, who is an award-winning Native American flutist, and he is doing a concert on Saturday night. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who is often on the History Channel, Sci-Fi Channel. She has over 60 books on paranormal type of things. And we've got Leslie Fontaine, who will be talking about abundance and prosperity. And I love what you say about money being energy, and it truly is. And I just think there's something for everyone, which is going to make it so much fun.
And how many total speakers will there be about?
You know, I haven't counted. Probably about 60.
And how many booths have we got this year?
Because we are doing this the first time, we decided to do about half. So it's right around 150 booths.
Excellent. And what are the dates for the fall?
Excellent. See, this is what always gets me. It's the last weekend in October. I believe that is October 25th and 26th.
Okay, so I'm going to be there, too. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What was your greatest spiritual experience this lifetime?
Oh, this lifetime? Gee. When I was very small, I was probably, I think it was the summer of my fifth grade or sixth grade year, and I was very sick over the winter break. And I remembered being visited by this beautiful being in this cobalt bright blue. And she walked me through being better, getting healthy, breaking my fever. And, of course, at the time, I guess I thought I was dreaming. And it wasn't until I reached, about 27 or 28, that I actually had a dream of going back. And it was me as an adult going back and talking to myself as a child. And when I realized that, it was like, wow, it was transformative then, but it was transformative as an adult to realize we have the ability to go back and heal ourselves, our child, our inner child, and to work through those issues.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And what would be the most profound thing you could say to people out there right now working on their own spiritual path? What kind of a teaching or lesson would be important for people to pay attention to?
Well, there's two things that I always tell people. And my son grew up with one of these, and that is never tell yourself you can't do anything because that's the rest of the world's job and not yours. And don't listen to yourself either if you do it. The second one is that if you can see it, you can do it. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's what works for you, and that is absolutely divine.
Wow. That's really, really important. And many, many people see something, and then they go and say, oh, I want to do this, this, and that, and then 15 people rain on that parade, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not logical. Why don't you try something simpler? So if you can see it, you can accomplish it, or you wouldn't be given the vision.
Exactly. And it's so important that we follow our heart. When we don't, that's when I think we start energetically getting out of balance and where we start becoming stressful. And Spirit doesn't want us to be unhappy. Spirit wants us to be joyful. And when we follow our heart, it will lead us where we need to be. Good or bad, it leads us where we need to be.
And that's really important. I had the most amazing, amazing morning this morning. Oh, my husband, he's one of those guys. 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, getter-uppers, you know, and I live in a church, and sometimes 1:30, I'm still in the church praying, you know, at night, so I'm going to bed, and he's getting up, and I have been reading some very, very interesting books on physics, and physical theory and E8, the theory of everything, the night before. So I went to bed. He woke up at this ungodly hour for me, anyway, and he crawls out of bed. And I was laying there thinking, and I was comparing the human mind to a computer, which was going on in the physics book the night before. I had this flash insight that every time I dreamt, I took data in my dream, and it stayed inside me, or I left it in my timeline if I didn't remember my dream. So if I dreamt that I was a red eagle and I flew with a crystal in my mouth and healed the lands of so-and-so, if I didn't consciously remember that morning, that I left that piece of information back along my timeline. So I laid in bed this morning, and I thought about the bed in my last house. I thought about the bed where I spent a month vacation this last year. I thought about mini beds. And, of course, for 10 years, I traveled 250 days a year speaking, so I'm sure I missed a lot of beds. But all the way back to my first bed as a childhood, and I consciously picked up all the information that I dreamt, but I didn't process.
Wow.
So I laid there, and I went to sleep. All of a sudden, it's like 10 o'clock, and my husband's shaking me. You know, Star, you have an appointment in a few minutes. Well, my body felt heavy. My brain felt heavy. And now, for some reason, I feel like I will be able to access all those dreams I had but never could remember, that I've picked them up and put them into that data into the processor that's already there in the computer, but I went back and gave it another chance to go through my processor, and it's been just, the whole day has just been flashes of foreign lands and light, and I'm going to write something up about all of us doing that. So that's what I was doing early this morning, and that's why I'm so feisty right now.
It makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, we process when we remember that dream. We lay there in that moment before we move. That data's in us, but if we don't remember that dream and don't process, I went back, all the way back in all of my beds that I could possibly remember, you know, and picked up the dream information and put it into my processor again. Because I think what we do is, when we get up and we hurry to do things, we don't process or integrate what we dreamt that night. So anyway, it's pretty interesting, and I'm observing myself, and I will probably blog this or put this somewhere in some of my information, because it's been a pretty intense day with that. So would you tell me again, where is your expo? What is the name of it? What city is it in? And what is the date?
It's Universal Life Expo, and the theme this year is, I have drawn a blank, it is Let It Shine.
May 17th and 18th.
Yes, and it's at Veterans Memorial in downtown Columbus. And our website is ulexpo.com. You can tell I'm working on both expos, can't you? Because I'm like, wait a minute, what date, which?
which is in October. And it's in, I suggest strongly for all of you people out there who do two or three or four expos a year to do this expo. It's really, really full of light, and you have all this money left over that you didn't spend at the door that you can spend at yourself. And it's very friendly, easygoing, and Ohio is unbelievably spiritually full of light, and I have been very, very surprised and impressed with that. I will also be there speaking. So we're going to take a deep breath. Universal Life Expo, May 17th, May 18th. And we're going to wait for the half-hour break here.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
We are taking calls now. The number is 646-716-9663. Tammy and I will answer your questions, confirm for you, give you some information, some hints, give you something to look at. So give us a call at 646-716-9663. Okay, Mark, how are we doing there?
I'm just lining up a few people, so I'll have a few people ready in a couple minutes. Tammy, can you give us your website? Can you spell it out for us?
I can. It's TammiRag.com.
Okay, we'll get it right up there on that page so people can see it if they're using their computer to listen. All right, so numerology readings. I was born 119, and I like that part first, 1939. So I'm in 119 makes me an 11, correct?
Actually, the way I calculate it, I do it a little bit differently.
Okay.
So the first thing I would do is I would look at the 19. And I could go for a long time about the 19.
Why don't you go for 2 minutes about the 19 while Mark screens these calls and tell me 2 minutes about the 19?
All right. This, for me, is an important number that's often overlooked, and it's that day that we're born within the month. So, and by the way, you're very close to Aquarius, so that's why we get along, no doubt. The 19, though, represents beginning and end. So for you, you don't like to be in a box. You don't like to have people procrastinate. It's one of those, okay, come on, snap, snap, snap. You're all about personal experience. While you observe and you can learn from observations, your experiences always outweigh that. But you're a starter and a finisher. For you, the glass is always half full because you know there's always something coming around the corner. You're anxious to get to the end of that chapter because you know it's laid the groundwork for the next chapter. So, very varied, multitude of interests. You don't like to be bored. In fact, if your husband really knows you well, he knows probably your erogenous zone is your intellect. And stimulating conversations, no doubt, abound in your house.
Well, thank you. He's a triple Gemini, so I have six of him to play with, so I'm never bored. So that's really nice. Are you ready there, Mark? Okay, I imagine he's still talking to people. Tell me about the 119, then, or the 119-1937.
Okay, hang on for me for just a second while I use my fingers and toes. This is where I tell bad jokes about being born in Kentucky, I suppose, huh? All right. Well, it's no surprise. You've got numbers here that have to do with service, and service can be many forms. If you did not do what you do for a living, you probably thought about going into nursing or teaching. You are in a teaching field, but I'm talking more mainstream teaching. What did you want to be when you were growing?
I wanted to be a nuclear physicist.
Okay, that's still service.
A little strange, but, you know, that's what. But probably, you know, do research in the galaxy, you know, and the meaning of light and life, you know?
Yeah.
Service is big. I have a food bank. My church does a college scholarship. We do glasses. We do bicycles. We do the baskets and, you know, all sorts of things like that and different service. And I have a lot of service things going on. But
yeah, that's a huge focus for you. If you haven't figured it out yet, put a revolving door in because you've got people coming and going all hours of the day and night.
Yeah, we have 10 to 5. 10 to 5 in, on the front door and then the phone. I psychically know when to answer it after midnight. You know.
Yeah.
All right.
People
are
call.
We there yet, darling? Do we have a phone call?
Yes, we do. Hold on for 1 second. Let me go ahead and bring Patty on. Patty, you're on with Tammy and Star.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
I'm feisty. How are you?
Well, I'm considered feisty as well, but what information should I give you?
Okay, Tammy, what do you need from her?
I basically need a month and a day for a birth date.
9/18.
And did you have a particular question?
Yes, I'm looking for a new employment, and I was wondering if you saw something coming up.
Okay. The important thing is, at this point, you're kind of in a lock mode. They're showing me no key close, but it's getting closer. It probably will not be until, maybe 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, before the key is actually really close. I'd say polish the resume, all of those things, you know, the groundwork that needs to be done. But look for it more late in the fall. School going back into session, that type of time frame, closer to your birthday. That's when things will start to shift for you a little bit and it'll be a little freer. You've got some things you need to let go of, though.
Let go of at this current job?
Yeah. It's. I'm just seeing anchors that. And that tells me that you need to let go of some of the things. So if it's people, remember relationships that you've built that are good. You can keep those no matter where you go. And if there's anger or there's some frustration, just breathe it out. Just let it go. It's not worth it. You're above it.
Okay. My hit for you is after September 15th, you will get a different job. You were done with where you're working right now, but Spirit is not done with you showing the light to other people, and there are other people there who need your example to be. The field that you step into will be more towards your heart and more towards your passion. Please be aware that cash is your friend, and no matter wherever your passion is, the cash will be your friend again. Treat it that way. Do you have that, sweetie?
I do. So here's, I guess, my question. I can't understand why Spirit would want me to stay in this job when I find it so toxic.
Because you're the basic pocket of light to be there till September. You are the shining light. You are what people see. Now, you can leave any time you want to, but I think you will find that you will procrastinate and you will find reasons or not do anything about leaving till around September. I believe that you are more needed there than you need the job. Do you get that, where you shine the light in? You're the heavy light worker in that place of employment?
Yeah, no, I get it. I just don't want to do it.
And, you know, you can also, you know, just know that you can quit now and wait till September to get a job. But I think you like the income, and I think that that's when it's going to happen, right around your birthday, sweetie. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, sometimes I wish things would happen earlier, and I think I'm ready and stuff. But sometimes my agreements with other people are not complete, you know, for me. So sometimes that's hard for me, Tammy.
No, it can be frustrating, especially when we're feeling that need, but there's still one or two things we need to do. And with Patty, what I kept seeing was that flower growing through the crack in the sidewalk, and it's like it's a struggle, but yet it brings that beauty to that image as well.
And it's almost like she can leave any time she wants, but I'd love to see that flower bloom, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, you got someone else for us.
Yes, I do. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and bring Lynn on. Lynn, you're on with Tammy and Star.
Hi, Tammy. Hi, Star.
Hi, Lynn. Tammy, what do you need to know?
Just the day and month of your birthday.
3/6.
All right. Do you have a particular question?
Yeah, I've been feeling really conflicted the past week about whether I go back to one spiritual group that I had and healing group that I had been a part of, or whether I go in a different direction and find another spiritual healing type and group to be a part of. It's just mind, body, spirit level. I can't seem to find what's right for me.
Lynn, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay, can you picture me putting my arm around you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm patting you on the shoulder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you may not like what I have to say, but I apologize for that. And remember, I'm in Ohio, so there's some distance here. But I don't get either group for you. I get that there's some, and for lack of a better word, there's some politics at play with the old group that it's kind of uncomfortable, but I really see you starting, like, your own group, your own, you've kind of outgrown. So now it's time for you as a leader, teacher, to step forward and to gather those people to share what you know, because it's almost like it's like a parallel transfer type thing. If you go either way, you're not advancing yourself. You need to step forward in order to advance. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Find the topic. Find the people you're the most comfortable with. Gather them around you. Do a potluck and open it up. Say, I'm wanting to start a group. I'm wanting to start a healing group. You know, what do we need to do this? Do we need to do this once a month? What do we want to talk about? What do we want to have all techniques here? Get some input. I definitely also see you as stepping up into the leadership position. Gather some of your community. Gather the people you feel comfortable with. And let Spirit put it all together for you as they give you the input, okay?
Okay. Any idea when a new place to live is going to manifest?
I don't see that right now for you. It's almost like you're not supposed to be where you are, but the new place for you to open up has not opened up either. What do you think, Tammy?
I get the same thing. I'm getting, if you want something new, then the best thing to do would be decorate to bring a newness in. But I'm not getting move. I'm getting revamp of where you are.
I know.
Okay.
I know. And sometimes, you know, we do karmic presence, and we have to be present on a spot where we were the leader or the herbalist for an Indian tribe, or present on a spot where we're clearing some karma. And sometimes we go into a community that looks like it's all rednecks and bowlers, and we go into the community, and whether people talk to us or not, we are the beacon of light there. So you have to stay where you are for a while longer, okay, Lynn?
Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
Bye.
Mark, do you have someone else for us?
No, just me. Can I go?
Yep. Yes, Tammy, whatever you want.
Hey, Tammy, February 20th. And what I wanted to ask for, well, first of all, I'm going to ask for something really easy. Where can I find information on your website about the event that's coming up?
The best thing to do would be to go to ulexpo.com.
ulexpo.com.
Yep, one E, ulexpo, yeah, .com.
Okay.
And I tried to organize the website really easy. The left side is about spring, and the right side is about the fall. That was an easy one, Mark, real easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing I want to ask for is you do seem to do a lot of work with what's called angel heart blessings.
Yes.
It looks like you have the books and everything. And I wanted to ask you if you could just give me an angel heart blessing.
Okay. Is there a particular area in your life that you feel you would like a little assistance with?
I'll go with my technology side of my hat and say career.
Career. All right. Okay. The angel that's stepping forward is Aniel. And the message here that goes with this is, and we'll have to work on the affirmation, but the message is that you're extremely intelligent and you're very creative, but you have this one little word that you use and it gets in your way and it like trips you up and stumbles, and that's why. You can't second guess yourself and you can't be overly critical of yourself at the same time. So you either have to do it or not do it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. So let's go with the affirmation of, I'm going to keep this real simple for you, okay? The affirmation that I'd like you to use, or the daily statement, let's say, put it that way, is carpe diem, seize the day. And just let
okay,
it
one
go.
More time?
Carpe diem.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
Just to kind of help get out of that way sometimes when that intellect gets there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mark. You know, Mark has a wonderful toolbox, and he's worked for a lot of famous and wonderful people, and I'm just waiting for Mark to be the famous and wonderful person. You know, he's been in that that support role for a long time, and I'm so waiting for you, Mark, to step up in that leadership role. Okay, I want to talk about toolboxes. And toolboxes, the things you learn and know that you spiritually and energetically keep to yourself. So whenever you go to a conference, like the Universal Life Expo on Saturday, May 17th, May 18th in Columbus, Ohio, you are swinging your toolbox. Every time you look at a vendor, get a reading, you are opening up different files and you are cross-referencing all of your spiritual information. So as you go to these expos, you will see people who are very, very, very bright into the channeling or into the reading or into the healing. For all of you people who have, say, what is my purpose? What is my path? Or for you who have been healers that were nurses and then did Reiki and then did color therapy, and you know you're going to be a healer, but the modalities can change 30 times this lifetime, to go to a place like the expo where there's so many people so strongly connected. And if we look at Tammy with all her years of numerology and all of her work with the angels and all that, and just the people being there. But when you bring your aura into the presence of this expo, you unconsciously absorb 40 to 50,000 facts per minute. Unfortunately, your conscious mind can absorb 5 facts per minute plus or minus 4. So when you go to places like this, you get that are so full of enriched light, and enriched meaning refined, with lots of experience, with many, many years of practicing and polishing like a diamond. You go into places like this, you get a download, and a download goes into your subconscious mind about these people, about their auras, about their teachings. So when it comes time for you to put a new tool in your toolbox, for you to create a better path for yourself, to work gently, easily, or quickly with your client, to go to a place like this is going to, like, the candy land of all metaphysics, and the place where you can walk, see, be, and you can reach out and talk to the people, the light, the experiences that resonate with your soul. This expo to me is one of the best expos going on in the United States. It'll be happening in Columbus, Ohio on May 17th and 18th. I'm a featured speaker on both days. My booth is going to be number 707. Tammy, what's the number your booth going to be there?
Well, I actually keep moving my booth, so if people come to ULE, look
yeah,
for
so
the giant
gazebo.
Yeah,
so other people get what they want, right?
Just look for the gazebo. That's my booth. We set up an 11-foot gazebo.
And I'm sure it will say your name somewhere around there, right? And I want you to go at this remarkable price. And what I want you to do is experience the teachers, experience the readers, experience the healers. Look at all those wonderful light catchers, dream catchers. Look at all those wonderful handmade energy-filled products. And spend a weekend filling yourself with light. Spend a weekend getting downloads from people and open up your toolbox to do this and to be this. I also know that this expo will be in the fall, and the weekend in the fall that it is the last weekend in October.
Yes, I believe. 25th
and 26th. Yeah, that date. And please, if you're going to do this, prepare now, prepare, get yourself a hotel. Remember how inexpensive this is and how rich this is and how much you will enjoy yourself. Yes?
Hey, Star, you want to take one more caller?
We definitely have time for one more caller. Sure.
Okay, Diana, you're on.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm Feisty Diana. How are you?
Okay. I have a question. Having an issue with my brother, we lost our mom a few years ago, and we were having trouble communicating for a while, and he wouldn't tell me what was wrong, and I finally confronted him and made him open up, and he brought up all these issues from many, many years ago and kind of blamed me for his relationship with our mother. And I'm wondering if you think that I'm going to be able to have a relationship with him going forward, because we're really not on good terms.
Tammy?
I don't even need a birthday for this one. Diana, sometimes when we have a soul group or people that we've had multiple lifetimes with, sometimes there are people that we get along with and we don't get along with. First of all, you don't have to buy into the blame. And second of all, you said he brought up issues. And I want to point out, those are his issues. Those don't have
right.
to be your issues.
Right.
If you can surround yourself with people that make your heart happy, that's always the priority. I think a relationship is possible, but I don't know that he's willing to make the changes necessary to allow that to happen, and it is his loss.
Right.
Okay, so at this point in time, I think the expenditure of energy for you to break through his blame is too important and too valuable for your own life. Sometimes when I look at my parents, I get on my hands and knees and I show gratitude to them for teaching me how not to be. And your brother definitely is a teacher to you of how not to be. Whether you have a loving, kind, communicative relationship with him or whether you show gratitude to him for teaching you how not to be, the relationship will always be there genetically. And you must learn not to buy guilt, not to buy shame, and that he is responsible for his reality and you are responsible for yours. So maybe in the relationship, and most importantly, this is here to teach you about how much energy you really want to give to this and how much energy you want to give to yourself.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You know, for me, when somebody's talking to me about things that happened 19 years ago and I'm living in the now, I got about one time listening through that. And then I don't want to hear it over and over and over again. And it's my fault because I sent them to boarding school, or my fault because I didn't send them to boarding school. You know, I want you to spend your energy on you.
Okay.
Okay, and thank your brother for teaching you how not to be.
Wow, okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You know, having come from a very sexually abusive, very alcoholic family, it took me about 30 years before I got it. I got that I went and ran away from home and ran all around the world looking to heal that part of me if I wasn't in that particular family. One day when I was about 40 years old, I knelt down and I thanked my parents for teaching me how not to be. And this warmth just came over my body because that was their lesson to me. It wasn't for me to argue. It wasn't for me to become a victim of what had happened. And it necessarily wasn't even for me to clear it all up. It was for me to master, to know that that energy was to teach me how not to be. And sometimes that is such a profound teaching.
You are 100% correct. And sometimes those of us that are a little hard-headed and a little stubborn, we need that reverse teaching. And of course, you know, it's known as Hayoka, but we need to learn how not to do something rather than how to do it. And it can be profound. It can be uplifting and inspiring. And I have a history very similar to yours. And once you step out of that victim, you become the victor.
That is amazing. Now, we have a few more minutes left, and I want you to tell me everything. I want you to tell me about the two expos, and I want you to tell me about your website. And tell my listening audience, please.
Okay, the website is ulexpo.com, ULEXPO. And Universal Life Expo, it's our 26th year. We've always had an October event. We average over 6,000 people. We're the largest all-volunteer event in the U.S. In spring, this is our first ULE. It's May 17th and 18th, and it is at Veterans Memorial. And in October, it's the last weekend of October, and it's going to be at the Convention Center. We're moving facilities, and we bring from all over the world vendors. In May, we'll have from Hawaii to India and points in between. And it's an amazing event filled with everything holistic, new age, metaphysical, esoteric, whatever you'd like to call it. We encourage people to come with an open heart, simply to play and explore. Our kind of motto for the spring show is come as you are, leave enlightened. And for the fall, it's come as you are and leave inspired. We just want to make a change. We want to give people the opportunity to play and explore.
And your personal website?
My website is Tammy, and that's Tammy with an I, Rager.com. And if I can assist people, that's what I'm here for. I've dedicated my life to this, and it truly is one of my blessings to be able to help other people in any capacity. So,
good. Thank you. And remember, I'm at www.starfuentes.com. You can be my patron on Patreon. I do stage it. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and God knows how many other things I'm doing. Look at my calendar at starfuentes.com. Today, go back and revisit every bed you slept in and bring your dreams that are unprocessed back to your consciousness.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.